Time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. This one is from Michelle from the iHeart app. Michelle says, I'm 36 years old and I'm dating a guy that's 5 years younger than me. He owns a mobile detailing business and we met when he came to my home to wash my car. We had an instant attraction and by his third visit, we had sex. He asked me to be his woman and we're supposed to be dating, but this man is handsome and fine. So I can't help but wonder if he's having sex with other female customers. Will I be able to tell if he's cheating?
No. You only been over your house 3 times washing your car. Mm-hmm. Then he ended up washing you.
Yes, he did.
So now, where in there have you learned anything about him except he sure can wash?
And wax. And wax.
Yeah. So now, you got... What do you mean if he's cheating? He wants you to be his woman, okay, but, you know, what? How do we know? We don't know anything about it. You don't know the man really that well. You should have took some time to get to know him, but now that you done slept with him, now you got to work through that and go on and get to know the man.
Yeah.
What you want to do? Follow the little detail truck around town?
That's one way.
You know what?
You're going to be tired out of gas money.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't help you because we don't know anything. He may be the perfect guy.
Yeah.
You never know. But you're having second thoughts because you have a little insecurity problem because you keep talking about how fine he is. How fine are you?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. And, yeah, he's 5 years younger than her. She is probably feeling a little insecurity. Yeah, get to know him.
Got that detail job. That's what you got. You got that detail.
Yeah, you got that special.
All right, we're moving on. Cammie in South Carolina says, I'm in my mid-40s and I have a special friend that I've been seeing for 4 months. He was the perfect gentleman until this weekend when we tried to have sex for the first time. He was talking too nasty and calling me dirty names and he smacked me real hard on my backside. I told him to stop and we needed to try again another time. He said he needs me to be a freak in the sheets, but I don't want kinky sex. Is this the wrong man for me?
Obviously it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because this is just the beginning, that hard slap on the butt. That
Who
was just the
hell
beginning.
Are you slapping? What the hell?
Yeah. He won't freak kinky. Oh, you finna be doing some things.
Yeah, and she's not into that, so.
Like
No. Well, you're going to be down in the kitchen washing utensils, you know, bringing them upstairs. You know.
Like spatulas.
Spatulas and, you know, oven mitts.
Pizza.
You're going to be up in there, you know, with some potholders and, you know. Be up in there with that punch bowl with the big ladle on it. Well, you're going to be in here trying to figure out what is we got up in with all this here. You got that grater. Next to the bed.
Cheese grater.
He bought a chopping block in there.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Sitting up in here, got that mixer on. He done cut the mixer on. Walking towards the bed. What?
Let this go.
Yeah.
He done bought a blender up there. He making his own KY jelly.
Oh.
What's in here?
Bed. With home remedy. Holistic. All natural. Little avocado in it. Little aloe vera. He got real aloe vera leaves just snapping them down at the foot of the bed. But he popping shell peas at you while he doing all that. Girl, you finna be in something. And you ain't gonna believe it when that monkey come out.
Oh!
Have that little monkey in that cage and let him loose.
All right, we're moving on. Onyx in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Then they're going to bring one of his friends over there. He a little person.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You really ain't going to know what's going on in. But he just a cameraman, though, but they need him from a real low angle. That's why he used it.
All right, we're going to Onyx now in Florida. I'm a 26-year-old hairstylist, and I just found out that I had sex with my customer's husband. We met at a club, and he said he was single. We went to his house, and all he had was a bed, but he said he had just moved in. A week later, I got a call from a customer saying she had a rental house that would be perfect for me. She gave me the address and a phone number. I recognized the name, number, and the address and realized that I had had sex with her husband in her house. Should I tell her? Wow.
Are you crazy?
Do you like the house?
You're going to lose the potential apartment and a customer.
Yeah.
Why would you tell? How about you just tell him you found out?
He was married.
And leave him alone.
Yeah, you got to leave him alone.
And stop doing her hair, though.
This is a possible ass whooping that you're calling up.
Stop leaving with men you meet at the club and going to their house.
But she got to stop doing her hair, too, now.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to do her hair. Come on now.
Oh, is that money?
Yeah, it's $250. Damn, $250.
Playing with fire.
$1,500.
Playing with fire.
Yeah, get in there and get to talking.
Yep. Playing with fire.
Well, how come you didn't want that apartment I showed you? Well,
right.
I don't know. It just seemed so. When I saw it, it just felt wrong.
Felt wrong?
You know, it just felt like something, you know. Right. Yeah, I just got bad vibes in there, you know.
Yeah. Bad vibes. All right, moving on to Danita in Conyers, Georgia. She says, I'm a single mother of a 22-year-old son that works full-time and pays the household utility bills. Because he pays a few bills, he thinks he's grown. He's messing with a 30-year-old woman, and I don't mind her age. It's the fact that she's too comfortable in my house, and that bothers me. The other night, she bought groceries and was in the kitchen trying to cook for my son. I raised hell and told her it wasn't happening. My son got mad and threatened to move in with her. Do I ease up or tell him bye-bye?
Bye.
Bye. That's right.
He's 22.
Yeah.
Move in with her. You got over. She even bought a woman over your mama house cooking. Ain't but one queen in a castle,
baby. That's right, baby. Yeah. Tell him bye. All right, thank you, CLO. Coming up next, the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.